Bobby Bones, post-show, pre-show.
What up? We just finished today's show. Amy, did you watch a soccer game yesterday?
No, but USA won, right?
Sure. Lunchbox, you watched soccer yesterday?
That's what I heard.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so did I. Whenever we have a star player that didn't start playing, I was like, oh boy. But then she didn't play at all, huh?
Nope, she's got a hurt hamstring, so she had to sit out and can't get out there, tear it. Hopefully she'll be back for Sunday for the championship, though.
And then at one point, one of the girls, after she scores a goal, she drinks tea because we're playing England. Pretty funny.
Yeah, tea.
Yeah, pretty funny. So I did that yesterday. We didn't talk about that on the show, but I did tweet a picture of me and the dog watching soccer yesterday at 2 p.m. I like those when they're way in those time zones far away because you can watch them in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That must be how people, like our listeners in California, feel about football games. They wake up in the morning and the games are
already on. There's games on, yeah.
And then the late games aren't late to them. They're right in the afternoon. That alone's worth moving out there.
Let's go.
Yeah. Nah, I can't. Boy, I tell you, my allergies are so bad here, though. I was talking to somebody about that. Like, in a land where everybody's supposed to be able to be singing or talking.
I thought about that the other day.
It's the worst place for allergies.
How do all these country artists not get, like...
They do.
And they're just always fighting it? It's crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of them go to the allergist. I was talking to my allergist. And he's like, I have a lot of people that come in and get shots all the time.
Wow.
Because they got to use their voice all the time. I got hit so hard. I stayed at work. My throat was so bad on Monday's show. We did a dance party on Tuesday, yesterday's show, just because I was like, I can't, my voice hurts so bad, I'm just going to do a dance party.
The allergies are so bad here, Bones, that when we travel, like if we go to like West Coast or whatever, for even a day or two, my allergies go away for one day. And I'm like, well, there you go. Now I know what's causing all that.
It's just, we don't see all this stuff in the air, all the pollen in the air, but we're sucking it in, man. So I did mention...
What?
We are.
Man.
That's about as high as I get off pollen.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, I was smoking some pollen.
Just breathing it in, man.
You don't even have to smoke it.
Later, you don't have to breathe in weed either. You can just breathe it. You don't have to smoke it and breathe it in.
Yeah, you can.
I vape
haze
pollen.
The whole room.
I got a pollen vape.
That's funny.
That's how lame I am.
You're like, yeah, I just want to cough right now.
Man, I wonder if you could condition yourself if you always suck it in where it doesn't bother you as much anymore.
Yeah, like get immune to it.
Because people would do that with poison ivy. They would swallow it. And it hurt them real bad for a while, but then they were like done, and it didn't bother them for like the rest of their life.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a rattlesnake guy when I was a kid who like bought rattlesnakes for people, and he would inject himself with venom.
Oh, a little bit at a time?
Just so it would no longer bother him.
Mm.
So he'd get bit by a rattlesnake, wouldn't kill him.
That's why I do just a little bit of heartbreak each month. So when I do finally get like dumped hard.
You're immune.
That's why I've been able to handle it. Just like I'm good. No problem here.
Makes sense.
So
it's not healthy.
Oh yeah. Is that good?
A little bit different.
So. No, not good. Okay, I have a lot to mention here. By the way, we'll start today's show in just a minute. We say goodbye to Morgan number one on today's show, who has been our head producer for a while at this point. Met her when she was a junior in college. She was an intern. She was a phone screener. She came and worked for me as an assistant because I just needed to give her a full-time job for a bit until we got her a place here. Then she has been full-time here running the show. And today's her last day. So she moves over to work for me on my management team, which means she's just kind of over the whole umbrella of things from radio, which is the biggest thing, but books and comedy and music and touring, all of that stuff, TV shows. But I mentioned that, you know, we have to find a new producer. I've not spoken to one person.
Not one.
Not one
wow,
person.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because whoever's coming in, essentially, will be your boss. And so I got to make sure that works.
Mm-hmm. Muy importante.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really letting it, like, we've got tons of people applying for it. A lot of my friends are reaching out, and it's probably going to be them. I don't know who it's going to be at this point, but I got to bring in somebody because, again, when Idol starts back, if I go back, I'm just not going to be here, and I'll be working in California, and somebody's got to, you know, manage the troops.
And that's a heavy load job. Like, Morgan 1 was here all the time. Or I mean,
it's a heavy thing because you got international, you got night shows, you got countdowns.
Yeah.
You got managing these personalities. Oof. It's a lot. So, but yeah, basically, like, I'm looking for...
What is the time frame on that?
I don't know.
You don't?
To get the right person.
Okay.
Got a few people that I think would be interesting, but I don't know if their situation, the timing will work out. People are in contracts. But it's like I'm trying to find a new... It's not... Yeah. Just trying to find a new person. So
in the meantime, do you want me to be the interim?
Yeah, you just boss everybody around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Take that over. Good luck.
Tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm. Amy, no more shopping during the show.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, right.
Good luck with
Lunchbox,
that.
Lunchbox, pay everyone back.
Yeah, right. Even harder.
My debt was forgiven, actually.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Good meeting.
Yeah. I think it was forgiven because she was like, you know what?
She gave up.
But forgiven, I mean, more forgotten. That's what I'm doing. I gotta basically find you guys a new boss that's cool.
Yeah.
That you'll respect. Yeah.
It's tough.
And they can do the job.
Yeah. We can respect. I mean, right? We show respect tough. To each
Listen,
other
ask,
here.
Well, some of us do. Ask Morgan number two, though. Morgan number two came in and she had to fit into a room where it's a bunch of people that's been together for
To be the new person?
15 years.
Very hard.
And you're the only one in the room that hasn't been here, or at least part of the friendship, for over 10 years.
Yeah.
That's a weird vibe, huh?
It was hard. I mean, I don't even feel like I really got my, like, feet totally in until, like, a year in. And even still, there's still moments where I'm just like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Or you just feel, like, late to the party is always how it feels. Like, you guys talk about cool moments that happened, and I'm like, oh, I wish I was here for that.
Maybe you were, like, four, okay? That's a lot. You were teething, okay?
But Morgan number two came into a position where she's handling the web and does a lot of stuff that it doesn't require her being the boss of us. Like, somebody's going to come in, and not only are they going to be new to the group, but they're going to be able to tell us, like, what to do.
And they're going to whip you guys in shape, too.
I hope, yeah, that's what we get.
Dang, really?
Oh, yeah.
Whip, whip.
Whip, whip, hooray.
And you, too.
Yeah, they're going to whip you, too, dude.
I'm bringing in some, hopefully, because I don't know who it is, but my goal is to bring somebody in who can actually go, okay, I know you're gone, because Mike D and I plan the whole show, even when I'm away. And I'm on the road working, and I'm, like, in an idle director's chair just as a visual going, all right, I've put this break at the 7 second break in the 7 hour, we get schedule time here, then someone can handle all that stuff and go, oh, here's your schedule, Bobby, this is when everybody can, like, tape the countdown. I just need somebody who can do that, because Morgan number one can, but this person's gonna hop in and do it anyway. I don't have anybody. I don't know, it could be somebody that's a PD of a station, a program director. It could be somebody who is a producer on a show.
Mm-hmm.
It could be somebody who comes from TV producer world. I don't know.
I appreciate you taking your time, because having a good boss is important. I mean, I haven't had, like, a good boss in, like, years.
Yeah.
Not talking about you, because excluding
you. That's really
you.
Nice of you to say to Morgan, number one, that,
like,
you weren't a good
like
boss.
Like, when I was young, like, I remember my first boss. It's like, I looked up to him. Like, it's just everything he did is like, oh, man, I want to be just like him.
Yeah, but this is one of those situations where, like, a peer boss.
Well, with Morgan number one, it was weird because the dynamic was weird because she came from below.
Yeah.
And it was a weird dynamic.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. So, like, someone that you didn't see at one point below you.
Right.
Because that was a weird dynamic. And she handled it well.
Mm-hmm. And for us, it's almost like we're not going to let her. I mean, she's graduated from college.
At first, it was very much like that. Like, what are you talking
right.
about? But yeah, it'll be somebody that comes in and
cool.
Hey, kiss the ring. They're gonna wear a ring every day. You gotta kiss it.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Good morning. Kiss my ring.
Good morning. but I have no idea who it's gonna be. So, yeah, there's that. Anything else I want to say today? 4th of July, we won't be here. 5th of July, we won't be here. New show is Monday and Tuesday of next week. I don't know if I have anything else I wanted to mention, because we got a bunch. You know, Kenny Chesney's got a new song coming out. I got some promo stuff I got to do for that. I guess him and Ed Sheeran.
Oh, really?
And Ross Kofferman wrote it together. Ed Sheeran's not on it.
You wrote it?
Well, people keep going, it's a collab between Kenny Chesney and Ed Sheeran. It ain't a collab. They wrote it together, but Ed Sheeran's not on it. That'd be a collab.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard it yet.
They have a beach vibe? I wonder.
Did Ed Sheeran go to the Caribbean?
I wonder all those things.
Is he on the boat?
I guess, I don't know.
It'd be cool.
Ask our new boss. What
we
if
don't
I?
No, wait, yet.
I know. Who do you want me to bring in?
We don't even know. I don't even know.
Like Tom Hanks?
Ooh,
oh,
yeah, I'd listen
like
to
it's
him.
Is that an option? Okay.
Anyone, Amy. Anyone.
You know, a long time ago, I asked Ray if he wanted, this is years ago. I was like, hey, do you want to move up, man? Raymond was on vacation. I was like, do you want to move up in the whole process here and, like, have some more responsibilities? Because Ray is awesome and Ray works as hard as anybody on the show. He gets here earlier than everybody. And, like, on the power ranking, he's definitely up there in the top. And he's like, nah, I'm good. I just got to like what I do. I'm like, all right, You don't want even to talk about a promotion? Nah. All right. I was like, all right.
It's kind of how he rolls.
Yeah. Kills it. He's in Hawaii right now. I'm watching his Instagram. The guy found a local gym where they're doing CrossFit. It's like him and a bunch of Hawaiian dudes. It's not even like a tourist gym at the hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think he's going as like a, I think a friend lives there or whatever. So he's
there. Oh, is that what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, he's not going as a tourist. He's,
oh, really?
He's staying like in a regular place.
Yeah, I sent him a DM after he posted that video and I was like, you already have Hawaiian workout buddies? He goes, yeah, I'm popular down here. He goes, I'm going to cancel my flight home and live here.
Did you feel that when you went to Hawaii?
No.
Oh, man, I did.
I've been twice. I went once for American Idol where I did nothing but work.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, you're not going to get that feeling from doing that.
And then the other time I went by myself to finish my last book. I did nothing but work and did one trip where I walked a mountain by myself and had someone take a picture. And I was like, well, this is lonely. I'm out. I did get a fresh pineapple, though.
Ooh,
and
good.
I felt it was a lot like a Dole pineapple, like one in the can.
Yeah, because I think that's where they come from.
No, I know, but I felt like it didn't.
That's why it felt that
but
way.
But it wasn't that much better.
Gotcha.
That's my point. I have vacation coming up. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to by myself. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Like, you didn't have places growing up where you're just like, oh, man, someday if I try really hard, I'll be able to go to
Well, I
X.
did a lot of that.
Yeah,
you've done that
fun.
Already.
I went to Japan because they went on Full House. I went to London because of Friends.
And Hawaii, Brady Bunch.
I went to
Bunch.
Hawaii because of Brady Bunch.
What else?
Where do they go in the office?
Well, I can go to Scranton,
right,
I guess.
Scranton. Is that a real place?
Yeah, we're on.
We're on in Scranton?
Yeah, shout out.
Scranton's, it's like the Wilkes-Barre market, right? Right? Do we know? Do you know? Mike doesn't know?
I'm going to do a Raging Idiots show there.
In Scranton?
Yeah.
Okay, we're done. Here's today's show. Hope you have a great day. And today's Wednesday. But we're about to be off for a bit, huh?
Yeah.
Look at us. All right, here you go. Enjoy the big Wednesday show.
Bones. Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
To get a job, you need a callback, a chance to interview and share why you are right for the position. Express Employment Professionals can help. Each week, Express has thousands of open positions. With Express, you don't have to go it alone in your job search. Express connects job seekers to the right company. They are committed to your success and never charge a fee to find you a job. Express knows jobs. Get to know Express. Find your local Express office at expresspros.com or on the Express Jobs app.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Now, here we are.
Moisture you.
Morning.
All right, back out of here on a Wednesday. I will say this. Full disclosure, we will not be here tomorrow. Tomorrow is July 4th. If you wake up tomorrow morning and you're like, got to get my Bobby Bones Show in, you'll probably hear a best of, as we call it. It'd be fan of some fantastic content, but we will not be here live.
Yeah.
What are you doing 4th of July?
I'll be in Colorado with my family.
When are you leaving? Today?
Yep. Today, this afternoon. So, roll into Colorado. There's a little parade that we go to in Pagosa Springs. So, can't wait. That's what I'll be doing in the morning.
Lunchbox, what are you doing for 4th of July?
My family's coming here, so my brother and his family will be here, and I guess we'll go down and watch the fireworks.
It's a big one here.
Yeah.
One of the biggest ones. Eddie?
Ooh, I'm going down to Florida. My family's already there, so as soon as the show's over today, I am on my way.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got fireworks and everything. We're going to pop them on the beach.
I saw your Instagram with a big... You're a firework guy, though. There's definitely firework guy, and Eddie's firework guy.
Yeah.
I really have never been a firework guy, but I have kids now, and they love it when we do this. So I feel like I'm cool dad when I come home with like a big bag of fireworks.
Morgan, number two, what are you doing 4th of July?
I'm headed back home to good old Wichita, Kansas.
Dang, look at all you guys.
What are you doing, bud?
I don't know. I mean, I have a dog now. And I could have... Mm-hmm. I just don't have any plans. So,
Well, you still have time.
I was thinking about going to and hitting all your family stops.
Yeah.
Over the course of a couple
Do
days.
It.
I'm just going to hop in with all the families. So 4th of July tomorrow. I hope everybody has a good, safe one. Don't be shooting bottle rockets from your hands.
No, don't do that. Or get rid of the black cap before it pops in your hand.
No, don't even do that. Don't light them in your hand.
Don't do that.
No, idiots used to do that. Who was the football player that was it?
It was a lineman for the Giants. What's his name?
Defensive lineman.
Pierre Paul.
Yeah,
he blew off his thumb.
Oh, can
Multiple
he still
fingers,
play?
Yeah,
he still plays.
Yeah,
without
he plays it with like a thing on his hand.
Oh,
but he can't grab.
And that's crazy. That was the story that he held a firework in his hand and popped.
Man, you shouldn't do that if you're
they
a
didn't
pro
mean
athlete.
To.
Yeah, but nobody means to.
Right, exactly.
Nobody means to have a firework go off in their hand. So everybody be safe.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So I saw this couple riding in my neighborhood, and they were having the best time on a tandem bike. And I was like, okay, like our kids are always going out riding bikes. And they were actually kind of having a good time. I was behind them for a while because, you know, we were on this like road, and I noticed that like sometimes they would speed up and like have like intense moments. Like, I don't know, maybe they were doing like a fun race, but they're riding it together. And then other times they were just like, chill, relax. So I'm like, would this be something fun that my husband and I could go do together and like take out with the kids and use it to ride to dinner in the neighborhood and stuff? Like, would he like it? Like a tandem bike gift?
Well, we can bring in the dude group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go first. I think it's a fine gift, but it's a gift for you, not your husband.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I worry he might be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because who
again,
wants
it's a
to
gift for you.
Ride on a tandem bike with their wife around the neighborhood.
He does other things that are embarrassing to him because he loves you. So I think he would do it, but you can't approach it as you're buying him a gift.
Oh.
This is a gift for you.
So not his birthday?
Oh, my goodness, no. Okay. It's like for your birthday, he'll ride it with you.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to get it, go get it, and he'll probably ride it with you and be a little bit humiliated for the sake of you, but mostly the kids.
They had a little basket.
But in no way whatsoever, it's just a gift for him.
Okay.
Okay? And as someone who knows your husband a bit, he's going to love it. But he'll do it, but that's not a gift for him.
Okay.
Lunchbox?
Listen. The guy is miserable on the tandem bike. He is not having one bit of fun, and he is hoping nobody he knows in the neighborhood sees him when he is riding that bike. He does that because the wife bugs him to, and there is no chance your husband would want to get on the tandem bike. It is a terrible, terrible idea. Awful.
Okay, so don't even get it for myself.
No.
Okay, well, so there's one. Okay. Eddie?
I mean, I really can only speak for myself. I would love a tandem bike.
Really?
Yes.
That is awesome.
And you even set a basket? How
yes.
much fun would that be?
You
like,
we can go to the grocery store.
Put your ham sandwiches in there.
Yes, your picnic stuff.
Yeah.
And then maybe a little bell on the handle. Kring, kring.
Helmets matching.
I think it's a great idea, Amy.
Okay. All I needed was one person to tell me it was fine.
I just think it's fun and cool and neato for you.
His birthday's coming up in September.
That's not a him birthday thing, though. It's not a him birthday thing.
Eddie just said he'd won one.
I would love
Did
one.
You have, are you just listening to one person in the group?
That's what I just said. I need one person to affirm me.
Okay. And
then the guy ends up doing most of the pedaling, too.
That's
and
true.
That's annoying.
It did seem like he was doing a lot of the work, I will say. But whatever. It's still fun.
Amy, I probably know your husband better than these two knuckleheads over there.
I think
there.
You're right. I think he probably wouldn't like it.
I think he will do it. Just know that it's for you.
Maybe I could rent one first to test it out.
Oh, good idea.
If there's a place.
He'll do it.
Maybe when we go on vacation,
but don't
I'll be like...
be like, oh, would this feel like a great birthday present for a random hypothetical husband that served in the military and is super cool with a beard?
Okay,
and
okay.
And see what he says.
Okay. Yeah, right. I was torn on if it was lame or not, but I'm going to go with that it's cool.
So many people are like, man, what's that song where the guy sings about dancing? You know, going to do the two.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We had the get up.
Yeah. His name's Blanco Brown. And we had him in. We have a whole video of us doing the dance with him. But he played it acoustic in the studio. I mean, it is even it's getting so big so fast, even the pop stations are playing it. And so, you have to play it. If you're a radio station listening to me right now, or my mom, if the station's not playing it, you're just missing out on a jam to play.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, Amy, you're Mount Rushmore of your favorite music, right?
Yes.
Your favorite artist.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, here's how my Mount Rushmore works. Every time I do this game, someone goes, well, let me add one more. So Mount Rushmore is five. You just automatically get it added, and then you don't ask for any more.
That's nice of you.
Makes it easy.
Yep.
So you're five people on your Mount Rushmore, your favorite music artists. Amy, number one.
George Strait.
All my exes live in Texas.
Boom, boom, boom.
And Texas.
What do you have the cowboy hat on? In the
yes.
carving?
Carve that bad boy.
I
probably
would recognize him without it.
He'd have on Wranglers if his booty was showing.
No.
Tight Wranglers. My exes live in Texas.
Remember the story about George Strait recording in Florida at the recording studio?
Yeah.
And the woman's like, hey, I heard George Strait's in there, and he didn't have his hat on. This is recently.
He didn't have his cowboy hat on.
Yeah,
so
and he's like, yeah. Yeah. He's like, I don't know. I haven't heard.
Like, I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen
awesome.
Him. And it was him, and I said, yeah. Amy's Mount Rushmore of her favorite artists. Amy, next up, number two?
Tupac.
Oh.
Dear mama.
What do you have?
Bandana.
What do you have? The upside down. On his
oh, head. And a nose ring.
Oh, he'd have, okay.
Mm-hmm. A diamond.
Wait,
we put a real diamond in there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
In the Mount Rushmore.
Huge diamond.
Yeah, in his nose.
This is Amy's Mount Rushmore of her favorite artist. George Strait and Tupac. All right, next.
Taylor Swift. And snakes and stones
never broke my bones. What age, Taylor, though?
Big hair.
Like 15-year-old? Like Tim McGraw? Or...
Let's go with her Fearless cover.
Oh, the big like, hair.
Yeah.
Dress.
Yeah.
All right, so far we have George Strait, Tupac, Taylor Swift.
And then Taylor will be next to her boy, Ed Sheeran. Cause I don't
care. He'd be in your Mount Rushmore,
really?
Huh?
I was just thinking of things, like everything he puts out, I enjoy.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm into it.
And there is no rules. This can be your favorite right now or your favorite ever. I just said who's on your Mount Rushmore.
When I'm with my baby, yeah.
And finally,
Dierks Bentley. Some days
you're lit. Now, curly hair or
nice,
like fro hair or like straight?
Oh,
and
wow.
Beard.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. Let's go old school. Let's just go curly hair
the
for kicks.
The big hair.
Yeah. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She
walked in the kitchen like she always does. So Amy's right now, Mount Rushmore is George Strait, Tupac, Taylor, Dierks. And then the Ed Sheeran was the odd one for me from you, but your rules. You're
yeah.
Mount Rushmore.
It's
Thank
a
you.
Good looking Mount Rushmore. I can see it.
Yeah. Hey, Morgan number two, by the way.
Diverse.
When you post this on Twitter, be sure to say that my Mount Rushmore is 4+1. Because everybody's going to go, Mount Rushmore had 5 people, idiot. I know. But every time I play with everybody, they'd be like, let me add one more. So it just has 5 people on it. On the phone is Crystal in Texas. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Thank you for being a part of the show. What's up?
I just had a question. I was wondering when you're going to take Stashira out for a fun day with Uncle Bobby, like you did with Stevenson.
That's a good point. I did. Why are you looking all... Amy's looking... She's trying not to smile.
No, because I think it would be cute, but then I'm nervous that you don't know what to do with a 12-year-old girl.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Amy has 2 children. One is 8, one is 12. The boy is 8, the girl is 12. And... I took Stevenson out. We went and played video games. I'm a boy. I know what to do. Like, we go and do dumb boy things. What am I going to do with a 12-year-old girl? And I should. By the way, I'm in the wrong for not doing it yet.
Do you like to roller skate?
I don't think she wants anything to do with me.
Yeah, she would. She knows. Plus, she knows that you picked up Stevenson and took him out to do something. And, I mean, that's not lost on her. She's smart. So I think it would mean a lot to her. But she hasn't said anything. Don't worry. It's not a thing. But I know it was like, oh, okay. So, and I was like, yeah. You'll get to go out with him. It's fine.
I would, and I still want to do it. I just feel weird. It's like an adult man out with a 12-year-old girl.
She's actually, once she warms up, which I hope that she would show you that side of herself, like she's actually a lot of fun and can have good conversation and loves music and yeah. So, I mean, she loves to roller skate. She loves to go to the trampoline park. She loves the movies. She would like to play video games, too. She would do that. Like, really, anything you would do with Stevenson, you could do with her.
You're right. I know what. You know what? You're right. You're just right. You're right. Crystal. I should do a better job. And I can blame
her. I mean, you can even just ask her what she would like to do.
What would she like?
I'm sure she'll pick.
What would she tell
me? She'll pick probably one of those 3 things I just said. She'll pick roller skating, trampoline park, or movies.
Okay. Crystal, I have let Amy down.
You have not.
I have.
Do not take it this way.
I have let
at all.
Myself down because
no.
I was going to take them out individually, and I took her son, and then I didn't take her daughter. And part of me was like, I'm an adult man with a 12-year-old girl.
Or just take her to Target. She'll like think it's the best thing
Can
in
we
the world.
Do a supermarket sweep?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I go, you have 60 seconds, buy whatever you want. And then we just go back home.
Yeah. She would love that.
If you just, you don't even have to, you just let her walk around and look at things and then get her like a slushie and she'll think you're the best ever.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Crystal. It just reminded me.
No problem.
I should be a better friend. All right. Bye-bye. What's happening with the kids? They good?
Yeah, they're doing pretty good.
How's your son doing? Is he still getting in trouble for not saying yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, or what?
Yeah, well, it's not even just that. They're actually saying yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Like, it's like the best they've ever been. So that part's amazing. But he's still having some issues with just obedience and respect. And when people ask you to do something, you need to do it right away. So he's still writing. Like, it's happened multiple times since we busted out the writing as punishment. And our go-to is just... yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, because he's getting really good at writing that. And it's also helping his handwriting, and he needs to practice writing smaller and like in the lines. So it's a win-win. And then he obeys after because he realizes he'd rather not sit there and write.
He understands the respect thing. He just doesn't do it.
Oh, yeah. He know. I know he is deliberately being disobedient. Mm. It is so evident. Just like the time I told you, he just like, when he was in trouble and was writing, he like deliberately wrote on my kitchen countertop, like, I'll show you.
Yeah.
Like, he will look you in the eyeballs. He knows he's supposed to be listening to you and doing what you're saying, but he'll look at you very confused and be like, huh, I don't know. Like, he'll just, and he'll be stalling. And I'm like, okay, child, get out your pen and paper.
Does he hate that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm so glad that I discovered that that's effective for him, because I would much rather him sit there and, yeah, like I said, work on his handwriting mm-hmm. than, you know, sit in a corner by himself, not doing anything, or just have his tablet taken away. This writing thing, it's genius. Parents and teachers were onto something back in the 50s.
60s, yeah, back in the olden days. Yeah.
Like, it's, I will, like, and it's been great for Stashira to see. Like, she came downstairs last night and he was writing again. And literally, she came downstairs, she goes, is he writing again? And she's terrified by it because she sees how boring it is for him and how much, like, time it takes. So she's like, yes, ma'am, whatever you need. Like, being super helpful because she doesn't want to get the death of writing.
The death penalty?
Yeah.
Okay, I will, before the summer is over,
uh-huh.
I will take Stashira and we will do something.
Cool. She'd love that.
Should you go along or no?
No.
Okay.
You do not need to be nervous about hanging out with a girl.
It's a little awkward, I have to admit.
A 12-year-old girl.
For Bobby.
Me and a 12. They're like, are you her dad?
Yeah, no.
No.
Are you? Oh, you're related.
No, you're her uncle.
Are your uncle?
Which sounds, could be creepy.
Okay. And that's what I'm saying.
Stepdad?
It just doesn't, it just feel.
Babysitter.
You're going to get extra looks because people are going to be confused and they're going to be like, oh, you're with her mom? That's what they're going to think.
What do you mean?
I'm like, maybe her mom is a different race than you. That's what people think about me when I'm with her.
All right.
I've had guys ask me before in our neighborhood if I'm like when they see Stevenson, they're like, oh, you date his dad? I'm like, no. I'm like, no, he's my son. He's from Haiti.
Funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Kane Brown is releasing a new song called Rodeo next week. He teased it on social media and said he would only release it if the video hit 1 million views. And, well, it did. Here's the clip.
Yeah, love is like a rodeo.
Luke Combs has two albums on the top country album chart this week. They are at number 1, Luke Combs, This One's For You. At number 2, Willie Nelson's Ride Me Back Home. And number 3, Luke Combs, The Prequel. Brett Young's fans are getting creative with baby gifts. He said he and his wife are getting some very personal onesies.
We are getting some really cool baby gifts. I think the most popular thing has been personalized onesies. And so people are coming up with clever little play on my lyrics from You Got Me Trying to Catch My Food instead of Catch My Breath on a little bib or onesie.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
On July 1st of this week, Kelsey turned 16. To commemorate that day, her mom arranged a reunion. What kind of reunion, you may ask?
What kind of reunion?
Well, she invited 3 men who made her daughter's 16th birthday possible. She said, I wanted the doctors to know we have not forgotten. Her daughter was born in Beaumont without the ability to breathe on her own. Doctors worked quickly and inserted tubes into her body, not knowing they were going to have to do that. For more than 2 weeks, she remained plugged into machines as she fought for her life, but these 3 doctors stayed and constantly watched and constantly made sure that she was breathing and saved her daughter's life.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, without these 3 doctors reacting quick when the baby was born, she wouldn't have been 1, much less 16. So it was the 16-year-old and the 3 doctors.
Love it.
Thought that was pretty cool. And mm-hmm. Shout out to those doctors for making that difference. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Coney Island, New York. A 34-year-old man was walking into Dunkin' Donuts to get some breakfast, going in, adjusts his pants, down goes the gun, boom, gets him in the foot, and 3 cops sitting there, he's on parole, arrested.
Man, this is multi-layer. First of all, if I were carrying a handgun, a concealed weapon, I just wouldn't stick it in my waistband straight up, you know?
Yeah.
I'd have some sort of gun, like gun holster.
Well, you're not from the streets.
I am actually from kind of the streets, but not the streets, I guess. But still, I wouldn't. I wouldn't because, again, one pants adjust, and next thing you know, it's falling out. Shoot yourself in the nads or in the leg. There are three cops at the Dunkin' Donuts at the same time. Goes to jail.
He doesn't even get donuts.
He didn't even get donuts.
Yeah. Dang. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
What's your favorite donut, by the way?
Oh, a blueberry cake donut munchkin from Dunkin' Donuts.
From Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I was asked Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts in an interview.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I went with, if I had to pick, it's the standard Krispy Kreme.
Oh, the original?
Yeah,
like the one that's a hot flashing sign when it's like they're hot.
Yeah, you don't like that one, Lunchbox?
No, it's all about Dunkin' Donuts. Dude.
Yeah,
all
cake,
about it.
Cake donuts all the way.
Well, okay, well, different strokes for different folks.
Some people call it old fashioned.
You guys are judging.
Oh, old fashioned, gross.
Isn't that the cake donut?
Yeah, just plain cake, gross. You got to get the double chocolate cake donut with chocolate
guys,
icing, dip it in milk.
You don't get anything.
Yeah, you do. I work there.
This
I
is
know.
America. Oh, that's right.
You have freedom.
There. That's true. That's true. All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I'll play you just the vocals from a famous 90s song. Just see if you can give me the artist. You guys write these down. I'll give you a pretty easy one here as an example. All these are 90s artists, by the way.
And I don't want the world to see me. Cause I don't think that they'd understand.
Do you guys know who that is?
Yeah. Artist?
Yeah. Yeah. Edwin McCain.
No.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls, right.
I just want you to know who I am.
That's Iris.
And I don't want the-
so it's a Mike D game here they made up.
A Mike D special.
Yeah.
So he went and got these clips from the recording studio and peeled them all back. Are you ready? Write it down. This 90s rock artist. There's your hint. Action.
With the lights out, this is dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us. I'm Lotto.
All right, you guys have that?
I'm in.
In for the win.
Eddie's in. Lunchbox is in. Amy's in. Amy, who do you have?
Nirvana.
That is correct. Lunchbox?
Nirvana.
Correct, Eddie?
Rest in peace, Nirvana.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go a little tougher. All right, this is a pop song. Okay, a pop artist. The year is 1997.
That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed.
Is that familiar, Amy?
Yep, I got it.
You got it?
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Okay, Amy?
Natalie Imbruglio.
Oh, say it again.
Natalie Imbruglio.
I'm going to have to go no.
Okay.
Oh, you getting sassy on me?
Love it.
Lunchbox?
It's Natalia Imbruglia.
What is it?
What?
Natalia Imbruglia.
No.
That's not it.
What is wrong with you people?
They're both missing it by one syllable.
Guys, it's Natalie
That's what I said.
Imbruglia.
That's correct.
What did I say? Imbruglio?
You said Natalie Imbruglio. He said Natalia. Natalie.
Yeah, I said Natalie.
What's Natalia?
Why
would you do that, Lunchbox?
Because
I thought that was the name. That's why I wrote it.
Okay, right. Natalie Imbruglia.
Eddie, nice work.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. I was in love with her.
This is how I feel. All right. Kind of a rocker pop chick. Okay? The year is 1995. Can you name this artist?
It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride on your already paid. It's the good advice.
In.
Such a just state
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
So angry.
And who would have thought?
That's cool though.
It's figured.
All right, Amy.
Alanis Morissette.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Sarah McLachlan.
No. Eddie.
Alanis Morissette.
There you go. It is Alanis.
It's like rain.
That's cool to hear those clips.
It is cool. Ready for this one?
Sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle. Swimming on a Bible, baby. I never
leave. Set up in the 90s.
Okay, I was like, what?
I need you.
Is it coming?
When I taste tequila.
I'm in for the win.
When I taste
Amy.
Dan and Shay.
There you go. Lunchbox.
Dan and Shay.
There you go, Eddie.
Dan and Shay.
There you go, good. All right, one more. Here we go. From the 90s, can you name this one? This will be a tough one. It's kind of pop rock-ish. Oh, crap. I played it without the music. I know. I messed that one up.
And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on?
Amy 4, Eddie 4, Lunchbox 2 right now.
And I say, I'm hey,
you don't know it, Amy?
No. Oh, wow.
I'm hey,
I know it.
I said, hey.
I'm in for the win.
Can't even picture the person.
You wouldn't be able to. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to.
No chance.
I said hey.
You know the song, but I don't think you'd be able to picture her.
What's
and then I saw her recently somewhere, and yeah, I really
was,
did not recognize
she's doing
her.
Songwriter shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy, what do you have?
Sinead O'Connor.
No.
I know that's not it.
Good guess. Yeah. Lunchbox?
I had Tracy Chapman cross her out and put Sinead O'Connor.
It's not a solo artist, really. Eddie?
No, four non-blondes.
Oh, that's it.
When I step outside and I get real high. And I get real high.
All right, we'll do one more just for fun.
To say I want something else.
Yeah.
To get me through this semi-charm kind of life. Baby, baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say
sing it, Bones.
Goodbye.
Oh, I got that.
All right.
Oh, you're going to do the rap part?
I'm in for the win.
That was it,
Amy.
I don't know. Bowling Pursuit.
Bowling Pursuit is incorrect.
I know.
Lunchbox.
That's Third Eye Blind.
That's correct. Eddie. Oh,
Third Eye Blind, there baby.
And there's our winner, Eddie.
Woo!
Hit that music, please.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Do you guys like that game?
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's a Mike D joint.
Mike D special.
There you go. Nice work, Mike D.
It's a Bobby Bones show.
I'll do my Mount Rushmore of music coming up in a second. First, though, on this day in country music.
The Bobby Bones show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day in 1993, Garth Brooks landed at number one on the country chart with That Summer.
She had a need to feel the thunder.
It was on his album
The Chase.
That's right. It's the black and white shirt cover one.
That's right. Yeah.
Garth co-wrote this with Pat and his wife at the time, Sandy.
We also call this the creepy song.
Well, yeah, because it's like a kid that. And an older woman. Yeah, yeah.
Like a comet burning bright.
He told us on this show he was writing the song as a follow-up to Unanswered Prayers. And his co-writer was like, I like the characters. So he sent him back to rewrite it. And so this is Garth Brooks on our show talking about that.
You know, Alan said, come on, man, give me some characters. And he sent us back up to the writing room like we were seven-year-old kids, like being disciplined, right? And we're walking up there and I tell Pat, I go, well, there's a story about this relationship that I had with a girl that was older than me in the wheat fields of Oklahoma. And Pat goes, let's try that. And here comes That Summer.
There you go.
Wow. I love that.
And now here you go. Here's the first take.
She had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch the storm with all its wonder, raging in each other's eyes.
So this is the demo version
yeah,
of That Summer.
Yeah, I can hear that.
We had to ride the heat of passion.
They just make this without all the fancy bells and whistles.
That's right. It's like stripped down a little bit.
Rushing it along in the wind. Our only dreams have been burning both ends of the night.
There you go. That's today in 1993. 26 years ago, That Summer hits number one, and that's the story behind it. And that's today in country music.
Bobby Bones, come on.
Last hour, Amy named her musical Mount Rushmore. George Strait, Tupac, Taylor Swift, Dierks Bentley, and Ed Sheeran. We always do one bonus on
there. Yes.
So, are you ready for mine?
Yeah.
If I were to carve out Mount Rushmore of my favorite musical artists, This is my Mount Rushmore. First of all,
I got friends in
Garth Southern, right?
This is where the whiskey drowns and the beer takes.
Question. Yeah. With microphone?
Ooh, on his head? Mm-hmm. Great question.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go no.
Okay.
Because that's tough to carve out that microphone coming off the face a little bit.
That's probably your problem.
I know, but I did a lot of labor work growing up. And I just don't have to carve that extra. I just make his face, you know?
So I've got a friend in low faces.
And there are no rules on this Mount Rushmore. Just, you know, what 4 + 1 do you like? John Mayer.
Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home again. Take the speed.
Those are the easiest two for me to pick. Those are my two favorites, like, for sure.
I know.
And then I put Ben Folds up there. I love Ben Folds. I saw him at the airport. I was too nervous to go and say hi to him. Wouldn't go take a picture. I totally fanboyed. Mike D and I just stared at him. Mike D, you saw him, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mike D spotted him. He's like, there's your boy Ben Folds.
Wow.
And I did nothing.
You just froze?
Well, I was like, I don't want to bother him. And he was doing nothing but standing there. And I do believe if you're a fan of somebody, go tell them if you want to. I was just too scared.
For as long as I've known you, you've loved Ben Folds.
Yeah. I mean, I love him. Love, love, love.
No shock that that's up there.
Next door, there's an old man who lived to his 90s.
That's good. It's a jam. Also, I put Casey up there. New edition.
I'm all right.
Wow.
Yeah. I put Casey Musgraves up there at my Mount Rushmore.
Taking my time.
I love every one of her albums so much and have always.
I'm gonna do it my way.
And I was thinking, if Amy puts Ed Sheeran on as like her bonus, I've got to put Old Dominion in mine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all of them.
But
they're all just small, so it's like one.
You just put the lead singer up.
That was hard. That's why I decided not to go with a group, because I didn't feel like some picking the lead singer was fair.
Well, I put Old Dominion up there. Maybe I just put up OD, the letters.
No face. Put a carrot.
Some people dis.
This is tattoo, right?
Matt has a carrot tattoo.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
But it's never.
I had no idea what you meant. And I still don't even know what that means, but. All right, that's my musical Mount Rushmore right now.
Good one.
Almost, it was tough not to put Adam Duritz and Counting Crows up there.
Wow, yeah, I thought that was going to go up there.
I know,
but
I did. That was tough not to
I love there. That you guys picked, like, a couple new artists. Like, that's huge.
Old Dominion has slowly crept in as, them and Casey are my favorite contemporary country artists. And they just need one more full record and I can put them up there. Because they've only had two full records.
Mm-hmm.
But in case he has three now, I believe.
You like, already put them up there. They're on your Mount Rushmore.
I know, but I mean, like, in my heart. My heart's hard.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So since tomorrow is the 4th of July, I got a little special fun fact edition about U.S. presidents.
Ready?
Just stop me when you're over it, because I have a lot.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so Abraham Lincoln was the first president to ever be photographed at his inauguration. In a touch of irony, seen in the photo, he's standing near John Wilkes Booth, his future assassin.
Wow. In the picture?
Totally nuts, right?
Wow. That almost gave me, like, chills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Almost. What else?
JFK's brain is missing.
What do you mean?
It was stored in the National Archives after his assassination, but it disappeared 3 years later, and it's been gone ever since.
Somebody stole his brain?
Yeah.
There's a black market on JFK's brain?
Pearl Jam has a song about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Jeremy? No.
All right, what else?
William Taft, also known as Big Bill, was the largest president in American history. He once got himself wedged into the White House bathtub and had to call it his advisors for help getting out.
I heard that one. Yep, old Taft. That's why we have Laffy Tafties.
Is that right?
No, made that up right there.
Okay.
Off the dome. All right.
During George W. Bush's senior year of high school at Phillips Academy, he was captain of the cheerleading team.
I knew that. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what else? Give me one more.
One more? Okay. Andrew Jackson was involved in as many as 100 duels, most of which were fought to defend the honor of his wife, Rachel.
Are those fist fights or gunfights?
He was shot in the chest. In a duel in 1806, He took a bullet in the arm also in a bar fight with a Missouri senator in 1813.
Listen,
this is how they used to settle things back in the day.
No, no, this guy's got a temper. It's not healthy. This is not healthy. This guy's in 100 duels, and we're like,
what on earth?
What? Yeah,
it's like now politicians have Twitter. Back then it was like...
Yeah, Trump and Jong-un. This is their...
They tweet at each other, and then back then they used to just shoot each other.
Yeah, those duels are...
We've progressed.
Are bad news.
Man, that Andrew Jackson was a bad mother.
Shut your mouth. All right, what else?
Okay, Anderson Cooper's mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, left most of her $200 million fortune to him, even though he's already worth $110 million on his own. He previously said he didn't expect to get any of her estate because he doesn't believe in inheriting money, but the New York Post says that her oldest son got her Midtown apartment. Her estranged middle son gets nothing. Nada. Wow. Zilch.
They got into it back in the day.
And then Anderson gets the rest.
He didn't believe in... I mean, does he believe now?
Who says that? Who says that? I don't believe in inheritance.
Tonight on Anderson Cooper 360, I've changed my belief in inheritance.
Okay. 15 years ago, Anderson Cooper said this quote, "My mom's made it clear to me that there's no trust fund. I don't believe in inheriting money. I think it's a curse." Not anymore. JK.
What I meant
was... Anderson 360 was, what happened? All right, what else, Amy?
Okay, so again, tomorrow is 4th of July, but I found this kind of shocking that only a third of people plan on watching fireworks.
Well, it's because you're not near fireworks. I don't plan on watching fireworks because there's not going to be any around me.
Are you going to do some yourself?
No.
No?
If I don't have any kids, and if I'm not going to go, I'm not going to just shoot some off.
For yourself.
Yeah. Zoom, pow.
All right, light the tank now.
Bobby, have fun.
The one thing that a lot of people are for sure doing for the 4th of July is being surrounded with family and friends. About 10% of people say they have to work, and a lot of us plan on doing a barbecue.
Well, listen, if you have a barbecue, sometimes you don't have fireworks. My neighborhood doesn't allow fireworks either, so True. If you're just in the neighborhood, you're out of luck. So.
Oh, and you're going to find out if your new puppy is affected by fireworks. I guess you probably won't hear any if your neighborhood can't have them.
That doesn't mean you don't hear any.
Oh, people do it anyway.
They do it all the time.
Okay.
But like a big show, they
because
come
you're,
get you.
You're
I got
old
a lot of
dog.
Cops in my neighborhood, though.
Like
they patrol around like crazy.
Oh, I think living or hanging out or patrolling.
Not really living or hanging out. Just kind of working. Yeah. Yeah, you got a lot of cops in yours, too.
Oh, yeah, but they're working. Yeah.
they're not hanging out.
They're drug bus down the street. It's fine. Like every day, it's fine.
All right, Amy, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So starting a lemonade stand is just part of childhood, and it's a great way to learn, you know, entrepreneurial skills and, you know, get to know your neighbors and make a little extra money as a kid. But yet, some places in the country, it's not legal to do it. So Country Time Lemonade, you know, the little yellow can, the Country Time little scenery. Well, they have launched Country Time Legal Aid.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Get it? And they're going to help cover any fees that children and parents get for running unlicensed stands.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're launching a huge effort to legalize lemonade stands in all 50 states.
Sounds like they're trying to do something else.
Right.
They didn't hear about legalizing something. But
it's not a bad thing.
What's it called? Country Time Legal Aid?
Legal Aid, yeah. That's instead
funny.
Of lemonade.
That's funny.
So cute. So parents to apply can go to countrytimelegalaid.com
That's
to
funny.
Upload a fine or a note to share or anything, and they'll cover or they'll reimburse fines up to $300. Oh my gosh, how much is a lemonade stand fine?
They get fined?
That's what they'll reimburse up to $300. So maybe the fine's $50, $100. I don't know, but that's crazy.
Good for them. And you're right. You can learn a lot from running a lemonade stand.
Yes.
Didn't Lunchbox do a kissing booth once? Did you do a kissing booth one time?
Yeah, and I made over $100.
We just on the side of the road.
Yep. You guys said I couldn't make $100, and I kept that money.
Yeah. Oh,
you kept the money?
Yeah.
You didn't give it away to charity?
No. Oh. I earned the money, so I kept it.
Oh. Well, we told people to go there.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate it.
All right, Amy, thank you. That's good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy now for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do sea monsters eat for lunch?
What do sea monsters eat for lunch?
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Boats.
Fish and shit, like fish and chips. Fish and ships. Got it. That's pretty good.
That was the morning corny.
So I'm hearing that they're saying this Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise fight might actually happen. That Dana White, the guy who runs the UFC, is going, probably not, but there are conversations about it really happening.
Like, would this be on the streets or on TV?
We'll be on TV. And I was thinking to myself, I will buy this. I would never buy a pay-per-view, but I will buy this fight to watch Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That would be the good. And again, I'm not a huge UFC fight guy, but I would like to watch Tom Cruise and Justin Bieber fight. Amy, would you pay for a pay-per-view to watch them fight?
Yes.
Yes, we all
100%.
Would. 100%. This would be more than a Mayweather, Conor McGregor, anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would just like to put in my 2 cents and go, I'm in. And I will still, if I have to, fight Mason Ramsey, the Yodel Kid. And we'll be on the undercard. And I might not even win that one, boys, I'll be honest with you. I only picked him because he's a little kid, but I'm pretty wimpy. Top three songs in country music. Here we go. At number three, Eric Church, Some of It. Blake, God's Country, at number two.
God's Country.
And number one, Lee Brice, Rumor.
There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town.
That's a good one. Number one pop song is his jam, too.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about stuff on the radio show.
Is that how it goes?
Yep.
That's a good one. Amy, I saw this story today. You know, by the way, I saw a funeral procession yesterday.
Mm.
You got to pull over.
Yeah.
Not only if it's behind you, you pull over. Even if it's coming toward you, you pull over. Like, you make the road as accessible as possible. And not even about accessibility, about respect. Some cars weren't pulling over. And I was going the opposite way of it. And cars were just fume, fume, fume. And I was like, that's rude. I hope you get haunted. That's what I thought. I was like, I hope the dead person in the back of that car haunts you for just a day. Because they weren't respecting it. But then I saw this story. A guy driving a hearse for a funeral home gets busted because he's driving in the carpool lane in Nevada. Now, the state trooper pulls him over and goes, all right, we need to have a little talk here. This is the carpool lane. Need to have multiple people in the car because he's driving by himself.
Well, yeah, but...
He goes, no, there's a...
dude back there.
A dead body back in the back.
I mean, yeah, does that count as a second body?
Nope.
It doesn't.
Oh, really?
It doesn't.
Oh, it has to be alive.
Yeah, it has to be alive. So here you go.
I'll tell you what. Today, but I'm gonna warn you, we're working the HOV lanes pretty heavy today. Okay.
He won't count.
He's not with us anymore, but yeah, for that I give you a warning on that. All right.
We're laughing a little too much for me.
Well, I mean, he's just the driver.
Not the driver. He's like, and the old car don't count, huh? Wacka, wacka, wacka.
You can't count old Jimmy back there?
He's got a boom in his car. He's like, yeah, buddy, back here don't count.
You probably have to if your job is to drive around dead people.
Would you think that counts as an HOV lane? Like, because in some big cities, which I never grew up in big cities, so HOV lanes are a newish thing to me. Which means there's so much traffic where if you're driving in this lane, it means you have more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
So it promotes carpooling. It takes out cars maybe to promote less traffic congestion.
Mm-hmm.
Would you think if you had a do-booty in the back that it's okay?
Yes. I think out of respect that for the person, yeah, just go ahead. It's like their last ride. Like,
true.
You know?
Yeah. And what if Uncle Frank's last dream was to take the HOV?
Oh,
right?
He was way for the environment.
Yeah. Like it's...
Oh,
yeah.
You know what you may have to do? I wouldn't recommend this, but maybe a practical way to do it. Take the body and put it in the front seat with you and set it up.
Weekend at Bernie's?
I guess it just depends, but yeah.
Anyway, I saw that and thought I'd never considered that scenario. Got Jordan in Ohio who's on right now. Hey, Jordan, what's happening?
Hi.
You good?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I really appreciate you and you inspire me all the time. I'm also from a very small town. My family didn't have a lot of money growing up. And I was a first-generation college student. I just graduated, and I'm continuing my education and when I'm questioning if it's right, you're just there to tell me, yes, it is. And I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that. Our stories are very similar. So, you know, yes. I'm definitely not, here's the cool thing, right? I'm not sympathizing for you. I'm empathizing with you. Because I think what you're going right. to see too, Jordan, as you get older, is that a lot of the struggle that you had as you were young, you start to be grateful for. Like me, I look back at right. myself now yeah. when I was a kid. Listen, I had it rough. A lot of people had it rough. But I was on food stamps and welfare, and I didn't have really parents that were around. My mom was an addict and loved her, but yeah, that was difficult. However, that being said, I now look back at that time and go, I'm so grateful because now I can actually see what's happening with other people and understand it and hopefully help in some way. And so
right,
I'm
yes.
proud of you. I'm proud of you. I was the first kid to graduate high school and college too. So I'm going to say this. I'm proud of you. I don't know you, but I'm proud
Thank
of you because I know the difficulty of the situation. And my tip for as you move through life, Jordan, I need like some popping circumstance music here, is that you're going to come across people many, many times that could also use your help, not just financially, but maybe a good word of, hey, I also understand where you're coming from. And not even, you don't have to give them right. a ladder. You just say, hey, I understand. I've been there. And I always say, me as Bobby, if I can do it, man, you can do it. Because the key to my success has just been showing up. Just show up and let people know you're there to work. Have a good attitude.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have a good attitude, eventually you'll get cut. That's it. The end. Goodbye. Have a good attitude. Show up. And I'm proud of you, Jordan. So thank you for the call.
Yes, thank you.
You also made me feel like I matter a little bit. Because sometimes I'm like, does anyone even matter? But if I'm able
oh,
to help
definitely
you.
Definitely do.
Well,
yes.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And good luck in life, my friend. In case we never speak again, which I hope we do, good luck in life.
Thank you.
All right. Jordan, where do you live in Ohio?
I live in Amish country.
Oh, love that.
Oh, yes.
Is that a town or is that just like Amish
country? Area?
It's an area. My town that I'm from is called Kilbuck.
Are you Amish?
I'm not, no.
I was going to say, because you're on the phone right now, and I will report you. Well, Jordan, thank you for calling.
No.
Hang in there. You're going to meet many people like yourself and many people younger than yourself that are struggling with the same thing, who have, not a lot of examples. Because for me, I didn't have a lot of examples of people that were doing anything that I wanted to do. Even going to college. Mm-hmm. Nobody around me went to college. My parents didn't go to college. They didn't graduate high school. So be that example, okay? That's what I'll leave you with.
All right. Thank you.
I'm glad we got to talk.
Yes, me too.
All right. See you later, Jordan.
Bye.
Bye-bye. How's my voice sound? Like, I feel like 89% better. Mm-hmm. Do I sound better?
Better, yeah.
All the way better or no?
Not all the way, but better.
Well, I mean, I've just been struggling with the sore throat. And I was getting jealous yesterday, like I mentioned, that Daniel Craig gets in the news. He goes and he works on a movie with a broken ankle. Who cares? I'm here with a sore throat. Nobody writing stories about me. I'm just kidding. I don't think they should write stories about me.
We're proud of you, Bobby.
Cover for me for a second. I got to clear my throat because I got to cover for me. Say something.
Oh, you want me to tell a joke? Okay.
All right, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh.
I just had to hit
good
the
job,
button.
Amy.
I just had to hit the button. And,
that wasn't
and
even
it.
Fast enough for me to say something.
Do you want to do your update on the Tell Me Something Good that was?
Yeah, because I don't even know what the update is.
Okay. Hello, Stephanie or Steven in Boston? Stefan?
Yes, Steven. How are you?
Steven, what's up, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What would you like to know?
Well, first I want to know, how's the dog behaving at home?
The dog. It's day two. I got a dog. It's day two of the dog. He is really small. I mean, I'm even shocked at how small this dog is. It's an English bulldog, and it is small. And he chews on everything. He's so little. Everybody wants to come over and play with him, which makes it easy for me because I'm like, all right, have at it. Got to wake up every 4 hours or so and make sure and take him out. He's definitely not potty trained. I wish they'd just make a dog that was potty trained. Like, it came out.
Yeah.
Mike Mom. D played with him yesterday.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
He's so small.
He's
cute.
So small. He will not be small forever. But
he's not going to be huge, right?
He'll be a bulldog.
Okay. Still short and round.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I struggled on a couple of things. I struggled not going to like an adoption, like a dog shelter to get a dog. Like that was always going to be my plan to do because I did that with my last dog. And everybody kept saying, the dog will come in front of you. They'd be like, Jesus will put that dog in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept going, all right. Because for me, I've been super involved in dog shelters my whole life. Like, we've done millions of dollars to build and raise in animals. I love animals in general. And so a friend of mine's like, hey, we have a dog. It already exists. And this is my thinking. I was like, well, it's not like I'm going to a breeder and going, hey, I would like a dog. Let me find a dog. Find me a dog. I'll wait on a dog. That wasn't the case at all. I was like, we have a puppy. It's already alive. It's the last one. And it's kind of trouble. And if you want it, you can have it. And I was like, you know what? I can do that. And so a little bit I'm getting hammered on that online, but I don't care. What am I supposed to do? The dog's already alive.
I know.
Be like, nope, let the dog die.
Yeah.
If he dies, he dies. So that happened. And I understand people's passion for it because that's always been my passion too. But I did, for a brief second, I did look at bulldogs from a few different rescues, but they were all a little older, and they're with bulldogs. What I've learned from friends is they get super sick real easily, and like if you don't make sure their lineage is straight, they're so genetically messed up from like incest.
Oh, really?
And so with this, I made sure as good as possible. I made sure. So other than that, it's been fantastic. Like I guess people hammer me online, but that's okay. I'm good. Like. What do you mean to do? Okay, I did one thing that people don't agree with. I'm tired of being I'm a rebel now.
No.
Yeah, finally.
Wow, you're crazy.
But no, I'm such a big advocate of going to the shelter and finding a dog. And in this case, I guess I kind of fell in the middle. I didn't go chase a breeder, and I did not go to a shelter. But someone said, we have a dog. It's the last dog. Nobody wants the dog. Do you want the dog?
You didn't chase the bulldog. The bulldog
and
you.
Just like people said, Jesus said the bulldog would show up in my life.
Yeah, that happened.
And I don't know if Jesus put it there.
Well,
or one of my friends was like, hey, you need a dog. It's a good dog. Because right. I also needed a dog that was like chill. I'm getting a little more chill in my old age, mm-hmm. 39. But he's awesome. What else? His food, I have to like wet it. We have to go from full wet. Also, my nickname at college. I'm slowly having to half wet it.
Oh,
and he's gonna eat that. And
will he ever get to eat it dry?
He will one day. Oh. We're both shooting for that goal together. And
what is happening right now?
Well, I don't know. And then you know, just every day he's learning the steps in the house. I got two steps. He's kind of figuring that out, but he's so small. I named him.
Oh my gosh! Video him taking the steps, please.
I named him Stanley. Because I didn't want to spend a bunch of time going, what would I like to dedicate this dog after? What deep in my life? Instead, I went like, he looks like Stanley from The Office. I'm just naming him Stanley. Because
mm-hmm.
he looks like Stanley.
He does look like Stanley.
Yeah. Once Bobby said it, I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Because at first, Bobby was like, well, what's his name? And Bobby replied back, well, who does he look like? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, this game is hard. And then when he replied back with Stanley, I was like, you're actually right.
The Office is my favorite show and has been for 15 years. And so he looks like Stanley from The Office. And Stanley's, you know, he talks slow, moves around
Michael.
Slow. Yeah. So I named him Stanley, and we're getting along good. He, you know, puppies like to be held and squeezed a bit because, like, their mom. And so I you can see a picture on my Instagram of me, like, almost hugging him. And that's when he goes to sleep, if I, like, put pressure on him. And so he sleeps. But it's a puppy, you know? Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, what I got myself into. And other times I'm like, oh my God, what I got myself into.
Oh, same thing with kids. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I'm not a big Instagram like person. I don't really, sometimes I'll put something up, I know it won't get likes, but I don't care. I just want people to see something on Instagram. I put up an Instagram video of my dog snoring. It's got almost 400,000 likes, views. I put the picture up of us on the back porch. It's got 212,000 likes. Yeah, friends coming over I hadn't seen in 10 years going, hey, man, anything new happened? Just thought I'd stop by. I was like, no, you came to see the dog. So it's been great, Steven. I appreciate that call.
Of course. Thank you. And I hope to play some Aaron Lewis.
And I will not play Aaron Lewis unless it's Stained.
Yeah.
I would play Stained, but I will not play Aaron Lewis. Not, at least not right now. I mean, I've heard his new stuff. It's pretty good. Not for me right now. But I like that though. I like how he just slipped that in.
Yeah, yeah.
He called
about the dog.
Thinking I'd probably just be like, nah, I'm good. I ain't playing.
I'll distract him with the dog and then I'll hit him with Aaron Lewis.
Then I'll hit him with the Aaron Lewis. Now listen, when he was in Stained, that was good.
Yeah,
who's
awesome.
Aaron Lewis?
The singer of Stained.
Because I'm on the outside, I'm looking in, I couldn't see through you. He, cool.
But you know it. You know
he,
it.
I'm
he
sure.
He kind of does a weird country thing now.
Uh huh.
He's pretty good.
Cool.
He like trashed Luke Bryan that one time, and I was like, nobody trashes Luke Bryan.
Remember that? Oh, no. I guess it didn't really affect me.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. Lindsay in Virginia, go ahead.
Hi. I was calling to talk to you about your dog. I just heard somebody asking you about it. But I wanted to know why you picked a bulldog, an English bulldog.
Well, I didn't initially. I was looking at all sorts. It was not a breed of dog or a type of dog that I was in the market for. I was looking for really any dog. Any dog that just come up and said, Retro, Barbie, I'm your dog. And I looked for like 3 months. And one of my friends said, hey, I got a bulldog. And I was like, man, as a kid, I always wanted a bulldog. And or a pig. Wanted a bulldog or a pig. And I was like, well.
Close.
And he can just chill at the house, and I can take him with me places, like on the bus, like when we tour. He can ride the bus, no problem. Don't have to stop the bus. But Dusty, we had to stop the bus like every 3 hours to take him out and run him. So it was that kind of vibe. Gosh. Yeah,
that's so awesome. We, my husband and I have a bulldog, and my mother-in-law runs an English bulldog rescue, and they are the best. When I saw your post about like it's a boy, I was like, oh my god, he's getting a dog. And then when I saw that it was an English bulldog, I about, like, wanted to cry. They are the best dogs.
Well, a lot of dogs are the best dogs, apparently, regardless. Done.
Yeah, Chihuahuas are the best dogs.
See, that's what I'm saying. Oh, everyone's the best dog. Right. Hey, thank you for the call. Amy, this is your original story.
Okay.
Just check it out. See if that looks familiar to you.
Let me see.
You can even kind of run over it again real quick.
Yes. What?
Do you want to hear it when you did it on the air? Here you go. This is, by the way, this is recorded, okay? I'm going to hit play. This is from, is it yesterday?
I would like to say written differently.
Say
than,
nothing. Here we go.
Okay.
It's time.
This is Amy yesterday.
News.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
So a server in Clearwater Beach, Florida, got a really nice surprise after a really hard week. So his name's Ryan, serving on tables. She was blown away by a $5,000 tip on a $44 bill.
Wow.
I know. I
was famous person?
I'll just cut to the chase. The restaurant didn't release the big spender's name.
And so we go on to go, that's crazy. Like, we couldn't do that as normal folks. That's amazing. Well, tell me something bad. This is the story that comes out today. A woman gave a waitress a $5,000 tip using her boyfriend's credit card to get revenge after a fight.
No way!
Got him.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know that part.
Well, yeah, nobody did.
That wasn't updated at that point.
That's why she wanted to remain anonymous.
Yeah, because she didn't want to go to the big house.
Wait, okay.
There's a 24-year-old woman in Buffalo, New York, and last week they got on a fight, and they got in a big argument having dinner at a restaurant, so she gave the waitress a $5,000 tip using his credit card. The meal cost $55. It was a 9,000% tip. He confronted her when he saw the charge. She denied it. He called the cops. Credit card fraud. They got involved. She admitted it. She was arrested for felony grand theft.
Oh, no.
As for the money, it's not clear who's going to cover it. The restaurant says it already gave the waitress the $5,000 in cash.
Wow.
You got to let her keep it, right?
Somebody's got to step up.
This is so tell me something bad.
I know.
Tell me something
but
bad.
But with the opportunity for it to be tell me something good again if somebody covers that for
you. You know what? I mean, this is easy. Problem solved. It's her bill. Like, she has to pay the $5,000. The waitress gets to keep it. The boyfriend doesn't have to pay for it. Somehow it gets put on her credit card.
Yeah. And maybe it could be a payment thing for her.
I get it, but sometimes people are sued. For example, like OJ, lost in a civil case.
Oh, right.
Owes millions of dollars. Ain't paying crap. Just because you're legally supposed to pay something doesn't mean you have to.
Yeah.
Well,
not to compare it to OJ.
That's a little different, but yeah.
I'm using that as an example.
What did he do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Jose was out with his fiance in Houston last Tuesday night. He said, honey, I'm heading home. And he takes off. And that's the last anyone hears from Jose. They can't find him. 5 days later, they get a ping from his cell phone. And they go to where the spot in the road is. And he is 100 yards into the woods. He had careened off the road, flipped his car, and had been stuck upside down in the car for 5 days. Had bone fractures, severely dehydrated, and the first thing he told rescuers was, sorry, I smell so bad.
Oh man, 5 day, that 5 day mark, because I don't know if he was able to drink anything, but they say you can only go 3 to 5 days without water.
And it was a cell phone ping, so they're watching that thing. I'm surprised that phone stayed alive that long.
Mm-hmm.
My phone dies like 15 minutes off charger, dead.
I bet he stayed off like Instagram.
You think he did? He like swiped up and got out all of his.
Cleared out everything. Put it in airplane mode.
But then you can't ping in airplane mode.
Good point.
But he's probably like, I really want to listen to the Bobby Bone Show on iHeartRadio, but my phone's draining. So
are you sure you can't ping it if it's in airplane mode? I think you can even ping it if it's off.
I honestly don't know what that means, ping. Like, what does that mean?
It's like
they hit it off a tower.
You throw a signal up, and then it hits the tower.
And you have to do that
on your phone? No, they're always tracking us.
Got it.
Don't worry.
Okay.
But they found him. Ah, good for that. And he's okay, huh?
He's got some bone fractures, but yeah, he's good.
There he is. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
We do have a segment coming up. Amy wants to get her husband a gift, and I'm being told it's not a good gift, but we'll see. You think it's a good gift.
Well, I'm wondering if you would think it'd be fun.
Okay, we'll get to that. Let me grab a couple of these calls. This is Jordan in Ohio. Hello, Jordan.
Hello again.
Thank you. Again, have we spoken before?
Yeah, today.
When?
Oh, Amish country.
It was just a little while ago.
No, wow.
Already back on.
I have no idea.
Or has she been sitting on hold?
You know what? I don't even know. Huh. I just see it up on the screen. Jordan, what would you like to say?
Well, I just texted in about the whole dad bod thing.
Mm-hmm. Which is, by the way, these stories come out that go women prefer dad bods over fit bods. And my argument is because the guys that they know that have great personalities or loving guys have dad bods. They're like, well, I would rather have that. But if you take all personality out, general, you're going to take somebody that's more physically fit. You just generally are.
That's your argument, yeah.
No, there's some argument. It's a human argument.
Okay.
I'm not saying every single person, but most people are. Okay, but go ahead, Jordan.
Right. Well, I was just going to kind of turn that a little bit because when I think of it, you know, if you give someone a picture of a dad bod and then someone who's muscular, I do think a lot of times they will pick the guy with the dad bod because they're used to the type of personality that those guys have, as opposed to, like, you know, someone who is more muscular, they might think of as being a jerk or, you know, like one of the jock types that's not very nice.
Well, you've had some bad experiences with fellows with abs.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, if we don't assign personality traits, I'm just saying generally, it doesn't matter. I quit. This is the dumbest argument.
I know. I feel like we argue about
care that much. I was just making a point.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't care. I tell you, here's the question. On Avengers, is there racing Avengers, the new Avengers?
Yes.
Thor. Thor gets fat, okay? Mm-hmm. Which Thor?
He takes some time off.
Which Thor would you like?
Original Thor.
Dad Thor or original Thor?
But Dad Thor is so funny.
But Dad Thor is like drunk and like,
yeah.
Listen, Jordan, this is an argument that I am choosing. I will no longer be in because it doesn't mean that much to me, but I do stand by. Take all personalities out and just show pictures. 90% of women, 90% of men are going to pick even animals, fit animal or fat animal. They're going to pick the fit animal because it's going to live longer. It's going to have the end. I'm done. If you disagree with me, I don't care. Good for you. Good life. Have a good life. But I'm telling you, the argument I will not let go of is a Home Alone. It's not a Christmas movie.
Oh.
It just happens
gosh.
At Christmas.
You've had that for years.
Yeah,
thank you.
But it is
Jordan,
a Christmas movie.
I do appreciate you calling and sharing your opinion. Because Eddie's been retweeting all 11 people who agreed with him.
Yeah, and they want to keep tweeting. I'll retweet them.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jordan, for calling.
Yep.
All right. Apparently, we've picked up a call like 11 times. Some shows will like hire callers. I can guarantee you, she's having to get on twice.
We're like confused.
Yeah, we're like,
who?
We're like, we recognize that voice.
I didn't know that was a thing.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Hiring callers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not callers, but people to do like, so in some states you can't do prank calls.
Oh, was that, is that third party
Yeah, you can't
laws
record.
Or whatever?
So some shows will hire and do, recreate prank calls.
Okay.
We don't do that. We can't even afford a voice guy all the time, which is why Raymundo does some of our voice clips. If you think we're going to spend it on a caller.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for that call. Let's see. Let's go over to Tamara in Austin. Hi, Tamara.
Hi.
You are on the air, and you want to talk about the Taylor Swift Scooter Braun drama.
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to know if she was being dramatic in your eyes.
Here's my take, and I will answer a listener on the air, because these news organizations have been calling me, and even music organizations, going, how do you feel, Bobby? You're the voice of country music. You're on American Idol. How do you feel? And I always go, you know what? I'm going to give my opinion on the radio show if I give it, because I feel like this is where I get to talk to my people. There's so much legal in this. We have no idea what's really happening. This is my official statement on this. Until you can actually see what's happening in a contract, you can't trust really anybody's public message about it. I will say this. Taylor's been a great guest on this show. She's been great. She's great on the show.
One of my favorites.
Nothing against anyone. I love Scooter. I've spent personal time with Scooter Braun. So you're not going to have me come on and pick a side and trash them as people, because I've just had good experiences. I've probably spent more time with Scooter than I have Taylor. But to me, they're both fantastic people. You're talking about contractual things, things written. So my only advice is don't read Instagram or a blog from either side and go, well, that's the truth. It's somebody's perspective to get something. No, that's it. We don't know.
There's a thread on Twitter and tons of different comments, and like someone that was like putting all the stuff together, and I would read one thing and I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, I think I'm on that side. Mm-hmm. And then I'd read the next thing and be like, ooh, I'm on her side. And then I'd read the next thing and be like, I'm on his side. Like, it just was so back and forth, but it was so, I probably went like way into a rabbit hole with that for sure.
And I am not,
Reddit,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Reddit's a rabbit hole too.
I live on Reddit. But just here's my advice, not just about this, but things in general, controversies in general. Just when you read something on the internet, just take it as, okay, this is a perspective. More so, even with the news, you can't even watch the news now without knowing it's a perspective. Like, I got to find my spots on the news. I can't watch MSNBC because that's basically propaganda. Felt the same way about Fox News. And I'm like, well, what do I watch? I just make up my own. I sit at home and write up my own news. And I read it to myself and then watch it back on Instagram. Because everything is just propaganda. So here's my official statement on the Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun drama. I don't care. Handle your own business. And I hope that everybody ends and it's peaceful. And my prediction is it will end in a peaceful way.
Yeah, I want everybody to make up.
I don't care if they make up. I'm just saying it will end in a way where people are pretty happy. And I will say Taylor's been a good guest. And I like Scooter as a person a whole lot. And so I have no reason to come on here and pick a side, because I don't know what the real offerings were inside of that contract. And so how am I to get on somebody's Instagram and smash somebody and go, but by the way, I don't own my iHeart recordings. Like, I came up with all the stuff to talk about. I don't own it, because iHeart gave me a contract and said, hey, we're going to actually create your environment so you can produce. Who knows?
Yeah. That's the thing a lot with like intellectual property.
The Beatles didn't own their music until like yesterday.
Yesterday.
You know who owns it now? That kid, the only kid who remembers the Beatles songs. Now he owns it all. He's got a movie, a documentary about it. Tamara, thank you for calling. That is my official statement. I will no longer talk about that. And everybody can run this clip on their little websites, because I'm not talking about it. Leave me alone. Stop calling my phone. How do people get my number? I don't even know. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Are you happy with that answer? Because I really didn't say much. I just filibustered a bunch.
I figured that was your answer. I just was curious because I saw Mike the Scooter's wife's post. So I was just curious.
Oh, those likes.
Mike D. Mike D show sides.
what do you
Scooter Braun's wife put up something, a post in defense of Scooter, and she said she saw that Mike D had liked it.
Oh, yeah?
So now there's like.
You did? Look at you.
I mean,
everyone wants to hear Mike D's side now.
Listen, I didn't like crap.
I mean, either. Right. I'm not liking anything.
I'll say that. I'm not wanting the Taylor snakes on my Instagram where they send those little things up. And I don't want the Ariane Warriors, the Grande Warriors.
I know that happened with a country artist that had liked the Scooter Braun wife post.
Casey? It's,
yes. Yeah. So
listen. Those likes will get you.
Yeah. She was like, I mean, I was just scrolling and like tapped. I mean,
who said that, Casey?
Well, yeah. I mean, is it out? Is that a story?
I don't know.
Okay. I just know that it happened.
Why did you like it? You just feel like you just didn't like it? Because I don't like anything on Instagram. If very few things, and I'm trying to be better, but. And sometimes I look at the people, like, I'm not a big look at the Instagram likes, number of likes that I have. Sometimes I'll just go through and take a complete look at it and go, oh, I wonder how many people like my things, like at the end of the week or every 3 or 4 days. But because I'll look, but I'm not obsessed with it. But sometimes I'll go and be like, I wonder who's liking my stuff. You know who's been liking my stuff recently? It's JWoww from Jersey Shore. And I'm like, that's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And I have a real respect for people that like a lot of things because I don't. I should.
I thought that was your New Year's resolution.
I've been trying more, though. I've been probably up like 30% by the stock market and like probably 30%. Yeah, that's the deal. But I'm staying out of that controversy. The end. But you don't know anything happening in business unless you actually see
I'm going to need a full-blown Netflix special on this drama,
then
though.
You can't even believe it. It's like Firefest. The first Firefest Netflix drama was by the people who were also in trouble for being a part of Firefest.
Okay, so Hulu can do a version, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll watch both.
Listen, they're both good people. It's business. You never know what's happening in business unless you're actually in the business room inside the contract. And we aren't.
Mm-mm.
Boom.
So
we're in here.
Let's stop with the opinions, except for me. I give great opinions. Got a couple updates for you. First one, I tore my butt, and I mentioned this on the show. I was riding my bike and probably got a little too aggressive on that thing where they go, okay, sit down, okay, stand up. And I tore my butt, and it hurt so bad. And I put it off for a few days because it's embarrassing to go to the doctor and be like, look at my butt. It is. But I came on the air and I said, I try to share everything with listeners. And I said, I tore my butt and it hurts. So I go to the doctor yesterday. And listen, I know going into it, this is not going to be comfortable. Who wants anybody up in your butt?
Mm-hmm.
And figuratively or literally. And so I go in and he's like, all right, what's the problem? I tell him. He goes, all right, take your pants down. So he looks at it. He's like, oh boy, you do have some damage back there.
Oh, wow. Oh, he said that.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh man, because it hurt too bad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, great. I said, what can I do? He goes, well, I'm just going to take a little time. Hopefully you didn't mess it up too bad because surgery will put you out like 4 to 5 weeks.
Surgery?
Well, he said, that's worst case scenario.
Okay.
He said, right now we're going to put you on, I'm going to prescribe you some medicine. Go pick it up at the...
Like an ointment?
At the Walgreens.
Interesting.
Oh. And so I'm like, okay. And so I drive over to Walgreens. Butt hurts. It's been hurting for 5 days though. Right. And I'm looking for any relief whatsoever. And I walk into this Walgreens. And Amy, I'm telling you, it was like an angel appeared behind the pharmacy desk. She didn't have a wedding ring on.
No way.
She's super cute. And I was like, wow, here's my time to shine. I'm pretty funny when there's not loud music around. But then I'm like, oh no, she has to look and see what I'm about to get.
Oh, she knows what's up.
I know. And then I wonder, do they really even care? Do they do it all the time?
Oh, they care.
So I go, hey, so I'm here to pick up my prescription. And I'm waiting for my first time to be funny, right? And she's like, all right. She's thinking, I'm thinking, no wedding ring, nothing. And she looks, oh man. She looks up at me and goes, you do know that this rectal ointment, there'll be a $40.
$40.
It's called rectal ointment.
It's just what it was. That's, I don't think it's a brand name. I know.
Yeah. Dang,
like,
it.
Are there two words that are less attractive than rectal ointment? And I was like, I'll tell my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm picking it up from my boss.
Wait, this is the Taco Bell? So there was no move. Mm-hmm. There was no flirting. I held my head.
Killed the vibe right there with that.
Who wants to even talk to somebody who's about to, you just know too much about them. You're like, oh, boy's going back to put some rectal ointment in. Mm. Probably not the guy I'm trying to hang out with.
Yeah.
So
well, that's too bad.
Yeah, so.
Maybe next time when you have just a sore throat or something.
I go in and I'm like, hey.
I'm all good.
I don't even need any ointment anymore. I asked to have my record, like, expunged. Like, hey, you know how you have all my prescriptions on there? Can you wipe out that rectal ointment thing? Yeah, it's just for the
thing from the past.
And, you know, so anyway, how you doing, baby? But it kind of stunk. It was bad. It's the thing. But I am, hopefully I'm on the mend.
Yeah, you're on your way.
But it did kill an opportunity. Because, I mean, can anyone really bounce back from that? Like, so you're wrecked. Because that's expensive. Because I have insurance that pays for, you know, almost all of my prescription. And she was like, oh, you do know your rectal ointment will be $40. Mm. And I was like, oh, I do. And I didn't. But I also didn't want to put another little wrinkle in it. Be like, I don't. Let's argue more about rectal ointment.
Just pay it.
Can we just, yeah. If she just said, you know what, sir, your rectal ointment will be $1 million. I'd have just thrown my wallet at her. Charge it. Just give it to me.
Take it, please.
I'm hurting so bad. So that was my day yesterday.
Man.
I know. I feel bad for these doctors because they are so backed up with people. I sat there for an hour before he could get to me.
Oh, wow. Really?
Like, they just slam these doctors, and it's just person in room after room after room after room. And and my doctor's awesome. He's just going around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I sat there for an hour. And by sit there, I mean I leaned over to one side.
right, because it hurt.
Yeah. And they did my blood pressure, and they were like, oh, we can tell you're in pain.
Oh, wow. Really?
Your blood pressure can tell that. Hmm. And but he was like, don't worry. We have this cute girl that's going to give you rectal ointment. It'll all be good. Stupid. So that's my update. I don't plan to update you much more on that, but
just let us know when you're okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you go back to the pharmacy.
I feel pretty good right now. Or I go in like today and be like, hey, did my twin brother come by here and get some rectal ointment yesterday?
Oh, good. I was worried about
him. That's him.
He mentioned you. He actually come by and say hello.
I'm single. He's not.
I'm just here. Do you have anything for like sore muscles? Because I've been lifting weights all day.
Yeah, Scripty has a Band-Aid because you're ripped.
Okay. I'm going to take my puppy. Do you have any puppy medicine?
The dog.
This is Stanley, my new puppy.
You should have said the ointment was for the dog.
But if you start if you start going into it, then they know you're lying.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was
like, sir, I'm a pharmacist. I'm sure I know it's not for your dog.
I was like, here's your rectal ointment. I was like, my grandmother would be very appreciative. Thank you. That's what I should have said. So anyway, that's the end of that story.
Yeah.
The end. No question. But I had a lot of friends who reached out to me that goes, hey, it's funny you're talking about an injury. I've had those injuries.
Yeah. Who knew that was a thing?
Well, that was my whole purpose was like, let's not be embarrassed about stuff.
Someone's going to relate to you.
Well, no, we all probably have things we're not medically that we're right. Like, oh, nobody talks about this. I'll talk about it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks for doing that.
I did that for everybody. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's bring in Morgan number one real quick. Morgan number one, come in here, please. It's her last day on the radio show. I know.
Oh, don't play this song.
Why?
Well, don't let her hear it.
Why? Will you put on, this is Morgan number one. By the way, we have two Morgans on the show, Morgan number one and Morgan number two. And Morgan number one, we met when, Morgan number one?
I was 21 years old, a junior in college.
And I went and I spoke at Morgan number one's, what kind of class was I? Was it? Do you know?
It was just a club. I wasn't in the club. I just showed up.
So there were like flyers up. They were like, it's like, come see the bearded lady. But it was me. And so I go and I speak and I'm like, hey, here's the thing about radio. You probably don't want to do it. But if you do, here's my email address. And then you emailed and I got you to Elena.
Yeah.
And you came on as what?
An intern.
She came on as an intern. And I was like, dang, she's a good worker. And so from an intern, did you move to a phone screener or did you move to work for me next?
I went to phone screener.
Yeah.
And then I worked for you. And then I took Elena's spot as producer.
Yeah, so she's moved up like four times here. And now this is her last day on the show because she's been fired. No, she hasn't been fired. She's actually moving over to another job with me because, you know, I do a lot of other things other than the radio show, like write books and do comedy. And so she's going to move over to what is called my management team. But this is her last day here, and this is really the only job that you've had, like a real job. How are you feeling today?
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't sad. It's very sad. I feel like I've grown up here. You guys have been my second family. I've honestly spent more time with you guys than my real family in the last 6 years. So I'm not going to cry, but I'm going to miss seeing you guys every day. And thanks for letting me be a part of this group.
And not to kill the sad vibe, but literally her office will be a block from here.
Right.
Maybe four blocks from here.
Close.
So close.
Yes. And you will not be up. You won't have to wake up as early every morning.
I know.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's a big pro for me.
Yeah. Because she's doing it for free. She just gets to wake up later.
Although, since you're up early, you're probably going to email her and text
doesn't matter.
Her
no,
earlier.
It's just not the same.
She doesn't have to respond.
Yeah, not the same.
Oh, whoa.
No, she doesn't. No, yeah. But not the same at all.
Okay.
So, more excited or more sad that you're leaving the show?
I'm really excited. I know it's time to move on, but man, I'm just going to miss it so much. I feel like I'm dreading like all the best of stuff right now, but I'm going to look back at this and miss having to build those shows, you know?
Because we're out 4th of July, 5th of July, and so she's having to build those shows and like put all the clips. And that's a grind.
Yeah.
But and look back and go, I used to miss those best of shows. Amy, what would you like to say to Morgan number one?
Oh man, she has grown up here and just super proud of you. I mean, you've stuck with it. Like Bobby obviously sees something in you. I think that we all see too, and that you're moving on to something cooler, and I'm super pumped. We're still gonna have texts.
Yeah. You're gonna see her.
No, you don't get it. Morgan, we have an insider on the inside. Pumped about that. And I think you're gonna do big things. I know that Bobby wouldn't keep you around if you... He'd probably be like, well, we're going to move on. But you're going on to do something super cool, and I can't see watch you grow. Like, 10 years from now, you ruling Bobby's management.
What is it, like Game of Thrones? Ruling. When you're ruling, Westeros. And by the way, when I went to Morgan number one, I was like, hey, I got a job for you. She was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, it's with me. And so, and yeah, it's a promotion. But you did not know I was coming.
No.
To offer you.
And when you did, I was like, okay, so you're trying to get rid of me? I was so confused.
Oh, no, no.
But I was like, get rid of me with me. Yes. So, Lunchbox, anything you'd like to say to Morgan number one?
Yeah, congrats. I mean, you're going to be making more money, which life is all about is making more money, so you'll be living more comfortably.
That is true.
That's what it is. Everybody asks for a pay raise, and when you get a pay raise, you got to jump at it. Thanks for all your hard work. You know, in the last... what, 6-7 years? I don't know what you said. I can't do the math in my head. But, I mean, you grew up here. You're growing out into the real world. And see you when we see you.
Hopefully we see you.
That's not what life's all about. I was saying she is getting
right,
a pay
I was wondering
raise.
Why you were
No.
agreeing with that.
That's right. That's not what life's about. But she is getting more paid.
That's not what life's about. Morgan number one. I can't really even start to tell you how easy you made our lives here. Like the work that you put into just organizing this show and our schedules and what we do every single day is just huge. We couldn't have done it without you. And man, I'm so proud of you. Like you're gonna go and do, like Amy said, do great things. And as soon as I heard this news, I knew that this was a perfect fit and you had to do it. So I'm glad you decided to do it.
I know, I'm glad you said yes.
We're going to miss you, but I'm probably going to see you a lot.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So good luck, Morgan number one.
Thanks. And finally, Morgan number two, who we're still debating if she just goes by Morgan after this. But Morgan number two, what would you like to say?
Well, I'm just so happy that I got to be here for the 3 years that I did with you, and I wouldn't have wanted to share my name with anybody else. It's been an honor getting to be Morgan 1 and Morgan 2. Even if I stay Morgan number 2, I still am glad that you and I got to go through all this together, and we've had some fun times. And I still remember when I first came onto the show, I was like, Morgan number 1 hates me. She doesn't like me. Like, this is not good.
Well, you hit my car.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
You hit her car?
Yeah, it was a whole thing on the show.
It. Listen, guys.
I don't remember that.
What did we do yesterday?
Where's my brain?
But yeah, so I was really worried, but honestly, you've become one of my really good friends, so... I'm just happy for you, all around.
Well, there you have it. Listen, when's your last day?
Officially next Friday, but I'll be on vacation, so.
Dang, vacationing out. She's like,
yeah, peace.
Well, hey, she better use it. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is what it is
every
over here.
Every day.
Yep.
I wouldn't have promoted you 5 times if you weren't worth it.
Yeah.
And listen, I won't even keep people around that have bad attitudes, much less keep people around and keep moving them up that have great attitudes and great work ethics. So I'm excited for you. It's going to be awesome. There's no need to get sad because you're going to see all these knuckleheads all the time.
It's true.
They're being sad right now. But I don't even – and we don't have a new head producer yet. I'm not even
– That worries me a little bit.
I don't even have like a string on someone yet. So we can talk about that on the post-show, pre-show. I can tell you kind of where we are in that situation. But I just haven't – thought about it yet. So, okay, the end. I'm also being told Morgan number one's telling me to get out of the break because we're out over time, as she does. All right, Morgan number one, sad to see you go. Hate to see you leave, except you're going to an office and you're still going to be with me and us anyway.
Thanks, guys.
In the weirdest transition of all time, mm-hmm. She's still staying working.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. Last night, Philip from Little Big Town. Which we love that group as people. I mean, their music's awesome too, but just as people. But Philip, see, there's Karen who has the brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
There's Kimberly who has the blonde hair.
Yep.
The two women, and then the dudes. There's Jimmy with the brown hair, and there's Philip with the blonde hair.
Got it.
So just to give everybody an idea. So Philip comes by, and it was so funny. He was talking about running into Conan O'Brien on vacation. And I thought it was gonna be a story where Conan was like, "Good to see you," but Conan didn't remember him.
Oh,
here.
And I was like, "Hey, man, I know. I've played on your show a few times. He's like, yeah, I don't remember you.
At least he was honest.
Yeah. He was cool about it. He didn't remember at all. I'd been on it. We'd been on there like three times. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm just such a fan. I loved your, you know, documentary, you know, Can't Stop. And he was like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that was great. But I don't remember you, man. And I was like, okay, well, enjoy your rest of your vacation.
We were talking about what celebrities have you met and were kind of intimidated by or wanted to get a picture with. And he was like, I tell you, I ran into Conan O'Brien. And I played the show three times. And he's like, nope, don't remember you.
Wow.
Funny, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good story. Search BobbyCast. It's an interview show I do from my house. Philip from Little Big Town stopped by. I love the end of Boondocks. You get a line, I get a pole. We'll go fishing in the crawfish hole. I mean, I was kind of saying that to him.
You get a line, I get a pole. We'll go fishing in the crawfish hole. Five-car poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning. You get a line, I get a pole.
We just do that.
Well, you guys did it?
We just keep doing it. We're in my house.
And he's like, gosh, Bobby's making me do this.
I am the captain now.
You will do what I say.
You can. I am the captain. You do.
Now we do Girl Crush.
That's all it is him. Me making him sing the parts to his songs. Yeah, check it out. And then, you know, he used to work on an oldies radio station. And
oh, really?
I had known that. I'd known he was a DJ.
I didn't know that, too.
But it was like...
Hey, it's Phil Stevens here. Good times, great oldies. Coming up next, it's Bobby Bones. He's going to play you Stevie Wonder.
And
104.7 Cool FM. It's Phil Stevens. And here's your good times and great oldies. It's Stevie Wonder.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He sounds just
so good.
Like it.
So we did that back and forth. So it's good. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Philip Sweet of Little Big Town came by and... It. Talked about their new song, The Daughters, and Karen wrote this because they were talking about that Rachel Hollis book, Girl, Wash Your Face, and that's kind of where the inspiration for the song came from.
I've heard of God the Son and God the Father. I'm still looking for a God for the daughters.
Real good song. We play this on... Amy's got a show on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Try to play as much as we can. We don't control all programming, and I play that song all the time. But yeah, it's such a good song. Anyway, check it out. BobbyCast with Philip Sweet.
Love that dude.
Cool.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. And we were just singing away. And just like,
you get a line.
That's him.
Yeah, he starts it.
Yeah.
You get a line.
I'm trying to talk like, you don't have to do that, but then I'm like, all right, I guess I will.
You get a line. I get a pole. We'll go fishing in the crawfish hole.
Five-car poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line.
I keep going then. Yeah. All right, there you go. Check out the BobbyCast. Everybody good?
Amy, yeah.
You
have a new podcast up tomorrow?
Yes, yeah, so every Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Four Things with Amy Brown. Hey, subscribe to those if you don't mind. That'd be cool.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Well, we can't do a Flashback Friday on Friday. We'll be gone for the holiday. But we can do a Way Back Wednesday.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
1997, where were you?
I was a junior in high school.
You know where I was? I was listening to the number one country song, It's Your Love.
It's your love.
1997 is the jam.
It just does something to me.
You were in 10th grade?
Yep, in 11th. Junior.
Really?
You were?
I graduated in 98.
Okay,
and I graduated
guys,
in 97.
Guys, it depends which part of the year. Okay. Like, what semester was it?
Oh, boy.
Fall or spring?
This is the biggest country song. The biggest pop song in 1997.
Oh.
Boom, wow. They posted on their Twitter about us. No, no, their Instagram on a Throwback Thursday, right, Morgan number two?
Yeah, they Hansen posted did. On all social media, like, yeah. Doing their interview on the show.
When Hansen came in here.
That was really cool.
In 1997.
No.
Like a year ago.
Right.
And the biggest thing in pop culture, Men in Black with Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith, premiered in theaters 22 years ago. It became the year's third highest grossing film. Will Smith was cast because the director's wife was a fan of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, wow.
Chris O'Donnell turned down the role that Will Smith took because he thought it was too similar to Robin in Batman. David Schwimmer from Friends also turned down that part.
Oh, he would have been good.
And then, what? David Schwimmer?
I don't see that.
I do.
Will Smith went on to earn $100 million playing Agent J in Men in Black, did three movies, and this was a jam.
Is that a good movie?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you never seen it? Oh my gosh, Eddie, you have to. It's so good. The first one.
Yeah, I even like the second one pretty good. They have a new one that came out that has to do with it, like Men in Black International. Did you watch that, Mike? Yeah. He watches every science fiction goofy movie. All right, that's 1997, way back Wednesday. All right, let's go. What are we doing for 4th of July, Amy?
I am going to Colorado. Yeah. So headed to Pagosa Springs.
I don't know where that is.
It's southern Colorado. People in Texas call it North Texas because everybody driving around has Texas license plates because they escape the heat and drive to Colorado for like family vacation.
Got it.
And yeah, we'll just be there with my family. A lot of fun. You?
I have no 4th of July plans because I feel like the dog is so tiny doggy that I just plan to be home, I guess, with the dog for a bit. I have someone that has definitely stepped in and is taking care of the dog a little bit, too, like when I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I could always just give it to her. But I don't know. I have no plans right now. And that's okay. Oh, I have dog plans, I guess.
Yeah, that's plans.
Yeah. Maybe on, like, the 5th or something. Mm-hmm. That's when I really go party.
Not the 4th. Not the 4th.
Such a rebel.
Yeah. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Hope you have a great holiday. We will not be here tomorrow, as we said. Oh, actually, if I'm going to be honest with you, the next new show will be Monday. So, don't tell your friends. Make them listen. Even say, you know what? I heard the Friday show is going to be amazing. We're just going to be honest with you. The next new show you'll hear is on Monday. All right. Thank you all. Have a great day. Bye. Happy 4th of July from all of us. Bobby Bones.